all or nothing. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. 1 John 5, verse 13. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2, 8 to 10. Salvation is 100% by grace through faith. Each of the persons of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit, guarantee to keep the saved sinner eternally. And Scripture gives many proofs, promises, and pledges of this wonderful truth. A believer who trusts God's word in this matter will live his life the grace-promise-faith way. A believer who does not trust God's word in this matter will live the law-works-merit way. We can choose to live our Christian life God's way or man's way. The grace-promise-faith way is God's way, but the law-works-merit way is the way of the flesh. The one who doesn't live the grace-promise-faith way doesn't negate his eternal security in Christ, but will live a defeated Christian life. For eternal security kicks in immediately at rebirth, and each person of the Godhead guarantees their eternal security. In Romans 8, the Father predestinates, calls, justifies, and glorifies us. And note that this is written in the perfect tense, which means a past action guaranteed its fulfillment in the future. And this is one guarantee of many assurances from the Father. In John 17, the Son asks the Father to securely keep and sanctify all believers. And in chapter 10, he gives a double assurance that we are secure in his hands. None shall pluck them out of my hand, and none shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. And this is just one guarantee of many from the Son. In Ephesians chapters 1 and 4, believers are sealed unto the day of redemption with the indwelling Holy Spirit of promise, who was given by the Father and sent by the Son. And this is just one guarantee of many from the Holy Spirit. God's guarantee of eternal life is for all believers, whether they choose to live the grace-promise-faith way or ignore God's word and live the law-works-merit way. God knows who will choose to trust him and who are predestined, called, justified, and glorified. No one can pluck them out of the Saviour's hand, and all are secure in the hands of the Father. All are sealed and indwelt by the Holy Spirit unto the day of salvation. But some are living as God desires, and sadly, others are not. Those who doubt their eternal security are actually demonstrating unbelief by saying God isn't able to keep his promises and pledges, and that Christ's work on the cross was not sufficient. How this must grieve our Lord! When we trust God's promise of eternal life, it delights his heart, for without faith it is impossible to please him. God has promised no condemnation to Christians that believe, but unbelief destroys their joy in the Lord and peace in their heart. A believer who doubts 1% of God's word may as well doubt it all, for unbelief in one small area can impact an entire life, and unbelief in the matter of eternal assurance and security is devastating. When it comes to believing God's word, it is all or nothing, which is a principle that is seen throughout God's word. With regard to being born again, salvation, a sinner is all saved or all lost. There is no in-between stage. With regard to the Christian walk, sanctification, a believer either lives the grace-promise-faith way or the law-works-merit way. It's one or the other. And although we are in eternal union with Christ, with regard to fellowship, We are either in fellowship or out of fellowship. There is no halfway house. And it's the same when a believer believes or doubts God's word. There is no in-between stage. Sin causes a break in fellowship with God, as does living the law works merit way. But it has nothing to do with our eternal security. Carnality severs our communion with God, but has nothing to do with severing our security. Dead works done in the flesh causes a ruin in our fellowship with the Lord. But dead works can never ruin our eternal security, although they will affect the reward we receive from Him. Life experiences, feelings, and pressures may all combine to cause a believer to doubt the truth of God's word. But life experiences, feelings, and pressures are no criterion for God's truth. From the moment a sinner believes in Christ by faith, God undertakes to keep that believer eternally secure, and it remains God's responsibility from that day forward, for we are all accepted in the Beloved forever. Let us seek to trust God's word and take Him at His word, and let us seek to live by faith and not by sight, and to live the grace-promise-faith way rather than the law-works-merit way.